www.thebeatsonline.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you I am a boat rocker.
Boy, oh boy, was he a boat rocker. He actually preceded Martin Luther King Jr. before the Civil Rights Movement began to go forward and to liberate. Interesting stuff. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can go to our Facebook page, check out our uploads, videos, letters of recommendation, commendation, whatever the case may be, pictures, events, Jake in Philadelphia, the Liberty Bell, where John Adams and President George Bush actually gave their inaugural address. And they did their switchover, the transition that took place, the first peaceable transition in Philadelphia. You can check that out as well on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty on Facebook. Radio on Facebook, I'm sorry. Folks, if you'd like to check out my page, you can do that as well as Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. Got two different pages. And or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. And folks, to break the mundane during shows, it sure is awesome to hear from you. That phone number is 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Enough of the texts, enough of the emails, how about the phone calls, and let 52 countries, including the United States, which would make it 53, hear what you have to say. Because it's important to show your participation. It really is. Because it breaks the ice. They figure if someone else will do it, then you know what? Everybody else will flood in and weigh in. And that's what's important, folks, to realize that we're in this thing together. So again, folks, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Mr. Other Guy on the East Coast right now by a river with big airplanes flying over the top of him.
Somebody else's head. Also, too, wanted to clarify, it wasn't George Bush's inauguration.
Oh, did I say Bush? Oh, my God. Yeah, did I say Bush, dude? What a fool I am. Forgive me.
From what I hear, that Papa Bush is having some health issues. Apparently, he got a new ticker put in his heart. But he's still around. But he wasn't around then. He is very old, though. He's in his 80s. You know, all over North Carolina right now, it is swampy hot. And I understand what they mean by the southern heat right now. But it is beautiful nonetheless. The flowers are blooming and definitely on a river. But in 2 days, you can join us in Rockingham at Freedom Baptist Church, which is right there. We'll put the directions on Facebook as well. Freedom Baptist Church at 7 p.m. this Wednesday. We're going to be doing a Constitution, Christianity and the Constitution, for a church out there who said, "Brother, I think my congregation needs to know a little bit more about the Constitution. Could you come share it?" Of course, the Sons of Liberty will. That's what we're in. That's why we're out here, and that's why we're doing what we're doing. But we'll be there on Wednesday. And also, too, we're working on an event out here that'll be a 3 to 4, maybe even a 5-day string of events in this area here in southern North Carolina, kind of an oxymoron, but south North Carolina, Rockingham, where we'll be sharing on a multitude of different fronts. Many of you know the messages of the Sons of Liberty and our organization. You can remember Chicano Hyde International, our ministry that went to public schools. There's a lot of messages, and Sons of Liberty got flashed throughout the columns to let the colonists know where were all the encroachments on their freedom. It's not just through governmental encroachments, folks. It's through moral encroachments. So we speak to the moral issues of the day, such as relationships, also not commit adultery, virtue classes. We do music seminars. We talk about Constitution and Christianity, and also the message that you get every time your Tea Party invites Bradley Dean out or your college or your high school campus there as well. It's kind of a crescendo with the high school here in town. So that's going to be happening at the end of September. And also Truth for a New Generation, which is an apologetics conference, has invited Bradley to come out and kind of be a new dynamic to their mix. It won't be just the regular mundane. He'll be doing two panels there on the 27th and 28th in Charlotte. If you are available and you are around that area or you need to fly into that area, you want to go to this. It's also going to be a drum clinic. Bradley, we're going to be showing people how to play the drums from a Christian perspective instead of Tommy Lee, where he's cussing and swearing. And
maybe Tommy's going to be there, Jake. Who's to say? I mean, we got all of our endorsements. I do, too. I think we got all of our endorsements there, so I don't see what the issue might be. But I'm curious. You said a new dynamic. I mean, the dynamic that they've been using is a mimic of the world in the first place, and it's interesting, as Leonard Ravenhill rightly said, the greatest miracle that God can perform is take an unholy man out of an unholy situation, clean him up, and put him back into that unholy situation. And it's interesting that the professed church has been basically emulating the world for so long, and it's almost a joke at times. I mean, now you got a bunch of these kids that they have these tight jeans on and they have haircuts where it looks like someone put a bowl on top of their head and cut around it, and then they try to be cool. When in fact, God looks upon the issues of the heart, folks. We don't have to try to be something we are not. We're going in because this is what God created us to do. So I think the dynamic is, as we're going in to influence the influencers, it's because who we are, and it's the anointing that breaks the yoke. And I think that's what's exciting about what's coming up in North Carolina there, Jake.
Absolutely. You know, when you talk about the breakout panels we're doing, this is an apologetics concert, how you share your faith, how when somebody confronts you with an opposing worldview, how do you share your faith or reassert your biblical stance? Well, we can talk about it all day long, but when you have a salvation testimony, which many of you have gotten the comic book of Bradley's life story, understand how God does miraculous things. He doesn't just put things in your mind so you can give a mental assertion to, yes, this is right, or no, this is wrong. When he puts it in your heart, and that's what Alex McFarlane is actually coordinating this whole thing. He's got a show on AFA Radio, and he said, listen, I want Bradley a part of this because it's going to bring some new perspective into this. It's going to give life. It's going to give the spiritual dynamic of a testimony of a living God as opposed to just, hey, here's how you defend your faith, kid.
Right.
And then also, too, bringing in the art. You got music now. Many of you listening are rockers. And music is so huge right now to reach the next generation because it's a language of languages, as David Chain said. There's nothing more persuasive in all the arts than music is.
Of course. What did Socrates say? Let me write the music of a nation. I care not who writes its laws, for I will control its people. Of course, because when we look at Scripture, we can see what Satan was in heaven. He was there leading up praise and worship. And he didn't like the fact that his father was being worshipped. He wanted to put himself in that place, and he wanted to be worshipped rather than be the worshiper.
Yep, and you see that? I mean, when you see people worshiping the creation rather than creator, and I think that's going to be the difference, folks, for parents that are listening. There's a lot of things out there that Bradley's produced, a drum pad, a drum DVD. He's the drummer for the band, Don't Share Prophet. You're going to get a taste of this at this conference, but it's important to understand that this isn't your young person learning it from somebody who's, you know, blowing drugs up their nose and promoting sex, drugs, and rebellion. It's completely the opposite. It's the testimony of how a man's been cleaned up from that and how he asserts his stance now in culture, standing for Christ, going against the stream, while the world scratches their head and says, how is this effective, giving glory to the God of heaven?
Where are you going to be at again tomorrow?
We'll be at Freedom Baptist Church in Rockingham. It'll actually be Wednesday, so not tomorrow, but the following day at 7 p.m. So join us there, and also join us at the end of the month and go to Facebook on Sons of Liberty Radio, and you can keep posted on all these events we'll be doing.
Awesome. Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to come right back after this break, and we're going to talk about the merciful captain. What? A merciful captain? Yes.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
It's really refreshing that there's a media outlet informing us with truth and providing solutions. And really, above all, Sons of Liberty radio program arms all of its listeners with the Word of God. Thank you for giving us content rather than the drab spiel that we receive on so many radio programs out there. There's true content and God's word that backs everything up. I just really appreciate it.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you, listeners. You spoke and we listened. At Chef5MM.com, we've made our checkout process more secure and user-friendly than ever before. Chef 5-Minute Meals, unlike anything you've ever seen. Self-heat in just 5 minutes. You don't need anything except what comes in the box. Visit Chef5MM.com to see this innovation for yourself. That's Chef5MM.com or call 888-959-6502. 888-959-6502.
All right. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to weigh in at any time, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Lines are open right now. Now, folks, what I could do is I could go down the old trail of throwing and inundating bad news upon my listeners on a 24/7 basis. Well, actually, the time that I'm on the radio, if you want to play the replays, you can say 24/7. But I think you get my point. I can bring forth NSA docs were withheld from Congress by higher-ups. Okay? What does that say? Well, there's corruption in governments. Obama supporters signed petition calling for killing newborn babies under Obamacare. Yes, there are sick people in this country that would actually call for infanticide to be a part of course, killing babies, infanticide, abortion, correct? DPS trooper who performed a roadside cavity search gets her job back. Okay, so we see corruption again, corruption, corruption, corruption. Former NSA boss, government will continue surveillance, so get used to it. I did not know that we worked for them, friends. But when you look at all these encroachments, these violations, these illegal acts in those that represent we the people, what we see is when we sit there and we complain about, namely what we tolerate, well, we're only asking for what we get through inaction. We shouldn't be talking about how the government is corrupt. We shouldn't be magnifying the crimes of our government, friends. We should be magnifying the laws of our republic against their crimes. We should be magnifying freedom. We should be magnifying peace and righteousness through law and judgment. We should be magnifying the light, reproving darkness, not darkness reproving the light. It's completely upside down on its head again. A story is told of a merciful captain of a ship, and when passing a ship, a shot at the captain's ship, the captain showed mercy on the opposing crew and warned them not to shoot again. I'll say that if you didn't catch this. When a passing ship shot at the captain's ship, remember the merciful captain? The captain showed mercy on the opposing crew and warned them not to shoot again. The passing ship shot at him again, but the end captain did not retaliate. And why? Because he's such a kind, merciful captain. So this is the second time the merciful captain and his ship were shot at. His mercy ended up to bring destruction not only upon himself, but all those on his ship. For by allowing the enemy to attack him twice, the passing ship shot a third time and killed them all. See, that's the version and the definition of America's version of mercy. To highlight the crimes in our country. Former NSA boss, government will continue surveillance, so get used to it. Man says off-duty cops beat him, left him for dead. What am I doing? I'm magnifying the bad news. How am I bettering my country? How am I enabling my people? How am I equipping my people by continuously inundating you with crimes that the government are committing against you? You know, it's a sad day in America, and let me equate this to the church, where you have the people in the professed church, the 78th percentile in America, that magnify the works of the devil rather than magnify how big their daddy is over the devil who defeated him over 2,000 years ago on Calvary through the blood of his son, Jesus Christ. Here's another one. IRS refuses to answer congressman on AR-15s for standoff capability. I didn't know the IRS was supposed to become a SWAT team. Why are so many people choosing to leave the United States permanently? Folks, these are all headlines right now. I'm just reading them to you. But you're reading headlines like this, friends, because the American people, through their apathy, are allowing these headlines to come forth. You know, they say if it bleeds, it leads. They know that bad news people want to hear. But when you're born of the Spirit of God, folks, you don't want to succumb through oppressive measures or destructive measures to your own people, your own country. I would ask the question, where is the love for your people to sit there and promulgate this kind of news on their listeners on a daily basis? And it's not just one outlet. And folks, these are the outlets. I can go over to a major outlet right now. And that was one that I was just on. Matter of fact, when I go over to this one, I'll just give you another headline. These are people that call themselves conservatives and Christians. Okay, so I'm going over to this major outlet right now, and I'll just give you the headlines just to show you what I'm talking about. Americans renouncing citizenship at record levels. Hey, listen, if you don't love America enough when things are going bad, then when things are going good, listen, we don't want you here anyways. You're worthless. You're not even good for the devil, friends. You're not even good for your enemies. I mean, that's Benedict Arnold stuff, friends. Fair-weathered friends, I mean, when you have friends like that, who needs enemies? There, Politico, the coming war. Obama administration slams Israel amid peace talks. Headline again, Obamacare going to destroy elderly. We already know all this kind of stuff. See, but a couple of years later, we're still talking about it because the American people have allotted these criminals in government to proceed with their agenda towards you, the American people. Remember the merciful captain, friends, that I just read? A story is told of a merciful captain of a ship. When a passing ship shot at the captain showed mercy on the opposing crew and warned them not to shoot again. The passing ship shot at him again, but the kind captain did not retaliate. His mercy ended up bringing destruction not only upon himself, but all those on his ship. For by allowing the enemy to attack him twice, the passing ship shot a third time and killed them all. I'm going to go over to another outlet just to show you how unfaithful they are to principle. Because at no time have I seen on any of these headlines reference to the Constitution or the Bible in any sense of the word. Yet our forefathers told us to stay that course. Okay? So I'm going to another major outlet right now just to show you what I'm talking about. Just food for thought, folks. This is live stuff. Disabled vet says mocking cop kicked him off a New Jersey boardwalk because of his service dog. Like, that's important information, right? Nothing to do with the stopping of abortion. Nothing to do with putting the foot down and enforcing the laws against homosexuality. Nothing to talk about when it comes to the people's victories concerning illegal immigrants in the United States of America. No victories, just all defeatism. And yet when we're born of the Spirit of Christ, or we are a true patriot, which are the one and the same, my friends, we overcome, we don't succumb. We stand up and fight. We don't sit there and bow and burn. No, we do just the exact opposite. Here's another one. The shocking slurs one teacher in Louisiana is accused of using on the first day of school. Like, is that important information, or has this become the inquiry minds? I am on a major outlet right now, friends. Who cares? This is vanity. This is vanity in every sense of the word. Who cares? Here, let me go to another major outlet real quick. I'm waiting for it to pull up. I'm doing all this live for you right now, friends. Guilty, notorious murder, mobster, Whitey, burglar, convicted of racketeering and conspiracy. Okay, well, that's okay. You see, because when we magnify justice and judgment against crime, friends, guess what we do? We magnify freedom and liberty and light. It shows you the system is still working in some areas. And rest assured, friends, in the majority, you have good people in government. It's the little leaven that leaveneth the whole lump that you need to eradicate. You need to remove. It's the foxes that spoil the vine. But again, what we want to do is we want to feed on the bad news rather than the fact that God is in control. And when his church stands up and fights, guess what? He gives his people what they're willing to fight for without fail every time. You guys with me? I'm glad. 1-877-807-9977. I want to get over to keys to good government. Before I do that, I'm going to take a quick break here. But I just want to go back to the conversation that I had with Jake from the very get-go. Now, I said George Bush and John Adams. I sincerely apologize for that. I was on Stan Montee's show this morning in Colorado for an hour, and every time I do a show with him, he just said, Bradley, go ahead, take it away. And he gives me the hour to go ahead and preach from the housetops, and I appreciate that. Stan is an awesome guy. But he had actually brought up George Bush, and we were talking about democracy versus republic. Just setting the record straight, because that was a big boo-boo on my part. And I am magnifying the big boo-boo because that was stupidity. But in saying that, friends, isn't it interesting that when we're making the correlation between a democracy and a republic, we are a constitutional republic, we are not a democracy. Stan had actually brought up the point, and he started to basically rip in pieces the crimes of the Bush administration. And it's also interesting to note that ever since George Bush Sr. has been in office, he's the man that called for a new world order over 241 times from the presidential bully pulpit. Okay? Completely contrary to our founder, George Washington, setting the record straight, who kissed Deuteronomy 28, my friends, with his right hand on the Bible. I'm going to come right back and talk about keys to good government. You got Bradley, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-877-807-9977. Got some texts coming in right now. I'll read one for you. Ray said, different view. Should Moses have left those in Egypt? Huh. Should Moses have left those in Egypt? Or let me ask you something, Ray. And I speak to you as my friend. Did those that stay in Egypt, did they make the choice to stay in Egypt? Yes, they did. Here, let me give you an analogy. First, they came for the communists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a communist. Okay, so right there lies the problem, because I didn't speak out. Then they came for the socialists, and I didn't speak out. Why? Because I didn't speak out. Because he said I wasn't a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out. There is the problem, friends. I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and... well, I didn't speak out because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak out for me. So let's go back to what Ray said. Different view. Should Moses have left those in Egypt? That was their choice. Read 1 Corinthians 10. America is making it close to take the mark or else. Or else what? Or else what? What, we want to enjoy the freedoms that have been given unto us, but we don't want to fight to ensure freedom for our posterity? Man, I mean, when we look at our forefathers, friends, and the things that they said, Alan, hell, say, he said the only thing that he regretted is that he only had one poor life to give and sacrifice for his freedoms. And now we're trying to justify people leaving this country? What, when things were going good, everybody was good? But now things are getting bad? What, we don't love it enough to fight for it? No wonder, friends, our veterans are so disrespected among the American people today. Because they don't understand the price that they paid to give them the freedoms that they have. And did I not tell you, and have I not been telling you, my friends, over the last 13 years that have been listening to me, therein lies the problem. Ray said, America is making it close to take the mark or else. So if it comes to that, when, what would you do? I ain't moving. I ain't going anywhere, my friend. The criminals do not police criminals, and I thought we observe who is in Christ with us and not a flag. I don't blame those for leaving. I do. I completely do. Because, again, when you even look at the simple math as to what's going on here, my friend, you easily outweigh, you easily outnumber opposition. He goes on, Bradley, one analogy were those who left Nazi Germany in World War II before the SHTF, no disrespect, only an alternate spin on those wanting to renounce citizenship, illegals, or other status. People who are here seem to have more rights than we do as citizens. Well, whose fault is that? Whose fault is that? Folks, cowards did not establish this republic, and cowards will not preserve it. I'm not capping on anybody, but look at the mentality that's coming out, friends. We got David from Washington State. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Hello, my friend.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going great. I'm just trying to figure out why I'm a little surprised by some of the responses that I'm getting from my listeners today, due to the fact that when we look at the price of those that, well, actually, when we follow those that have gone before us, we see the trials, the tribulations, the persecution, the fight, the bloodshed to give us what we have today. Well, it blows me away, my friend, that we're so willing to enjoy the freedoms that they bought and paid for, but when it's time to come up and do what they did, then all of a sudden we want to leave America and we give them up, we christen them in a sense, we approve of it. I think that's cowardice, and I don't believe that anybody in this country that understands our history, even in the smallest bit, will approve of that conduct. So that's how I'm doing. How are you, David?
I'm all right. What better to do than try and wake people up to what's going on and how they can fight back? Because every day our liberties are just going away one by one.
Well, that's it. If you're not willing to fight for your freedoms, guess what's going to happen, friends? They're just going to go away, and rest assured, that's exactly what they're doing. But also keep in mind that the state-run media is only there to oppress and inundate you with hopelessness. That's it.
Yep, and most people are just tuned into it like it's the best thing.
Yeah, like it's the gospel. Like the enemy of your souls know how to tell you the truth better than the God that created you knows how to tell you the truth. You know, when I read the Word of God over and over, day after day, David, I just see where God continuously, I had said this on a radio show this morning, I asked the question to a caller, I said, can you tell me where in Scripture God ever failed a faithful man? They can't answer me. It's when we are faithful to Him and He is faithful to us. I'll tell you what, that's when we wrought the victory. Look at little David. He took out the lion, he took out the bear, and then he took out the Philistine called Goliath because he trusted God, because God raised him up through experience to know the testimonies of his Heavenly Father. And I think what we have in this country today is there's so many that profess, but there's few that really actually experience who their Heavenly Father really is. So I'm sorry, David, go ahead and give your 2 cents.
Well, yeah, so I decided to create a live stream that just tries to wake people up as I do my live streaming, because there are issues out there and some people are just oblivious to it.
Amen. Amen.
I tell everybody what's going on these radio stations, where to go, listen in. So that live stream is Smoke4321 on Twitch TV. And all I do is promote liberty there.
Amen. And liberty is not free. And when we look at the price paid to give us that liberty, my goodness, friends, what is it that we don't see? Here it comes down into a natural cross again. People don't want to have to fight for their liberties. And what's happening is their backs are up against the wall. I just gave you a bunch of conservative outlets 15 minutes ago. And what are they doing? These are the people that are responsible for painting the American people into a corner. And the only reason that they're responsible is because the American people are actually going out to their outlets to find some more bad news, to be oppressed again, to be lied to again. And it's absolutely ridiculous to me, my friend.
and nothing's happened to these liars.
Well, I think the American people need to say, that's enough. Get back again to the Constitution and the Bible, first and foremost the Bible, and see that we're called to overcome, not to succumb. And I think, and I know, as a matter of fact, when you study out the founders, that's exactly what they did. They trusted God, and God showed himself strong on their behalf, and he failed them. Not one word of the covenant did God break. So it's interesting stuff. I thank you for your call, my friend. I got to get back over to this. Steph, will you pick up that phone and talk to our friend in Washington? Ray just emailed me back, got me on Egypt, laugh out loud, was talking about leaving for a better life. I understood what you're saying, Ray, I really did. Got me on Egypt, he said, many need to stand up. I agree with you 100%, not leaving either. Amen. This is how it works, guys. Still, I don't see 100,000 say, you're fired, thanks for addressing. You know what? In the number of 312 million, how many actually agree with this administration? Rest assured, it's a very small population. The American people just need to peaceably enforce the laws against crime, hold their representatives and hold their feet to the fire, and don't let them wiggle out of it. Friends, because you got to keep in mind that those that are in power right now, as we call it, they're only going to do what you let them get away with and nothing more, nothing less. And see, the problem is they get you asking the wrong questions, and when they get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, do they? No. They're just in hopes that people are out there that are so blinded by the truth and the facts of the matter that you're going to believe everything that they say. And friends, how are we here when, again, majority of the people, they have a 21% approval rating, and yet 80% of America stands down and says, well, there's no sense. You know what? We just need to leave our country. Well, listen, if that's what's in your heart, leave anyways. Again, you're no good for anybody. And I got to be honest with you. If you were my dad, I'd be ashamed. If you were my brother, I'd be ashamed. If you're a brother or sister in Christ and you have that mentality, I'm ashamed. And you know what? Jesus said, if you deny me, I'll deny you. But what happens if we acknowledge him? Well, he will acknowledge us. I didn't say it was going to be easy. I didn't say anywhere it was going to be easy. No, it's not going to be easy. But I cannot sit back and look at what somebody did for me and turn around and spit in their face when it's my time to act. That's what's cowardice. And I say, America, we're not made out of that stuff. And here again, we're talking about a story that Ray just brought up, how people are talking about leaving this country. I just wonder how much truth is actually in that kernel. I really do. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Or you can go to Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean double E, on my Facebook as well. There's two different pages, one fan page, one personal. Do check them out. And or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. Now, I'm actually looking, over the last week we were talking about the martyrdom of the apostles and Jesus Christ, and then we talk about those that paid the ultimate price through World War One. I mean, just think about this. 116,000 men and women fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution of the United States. In World War II, 405,399 men and women fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution, our Constitutional Republic. They sacrificed themselves to give it to us. In Korea, 36,516 men and women fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution of the United States of America. And then we can go over to Iwo Jima. We can go over to Vietnam, where there was 58,000, I think it was 151 men and women that fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution. They did their duty, friends. Regardless if you agreed with the war, if you didn't agree with the war, then you should have stopped Congress from sending them in the first place. And then up to date, Afghanistan and Iraq, 8,000 and counting. And there are those that want to leave America when it's their turn to fight, when it's their turn to stand up and resist tyranny. Man, I'll tell you what, when you look at our foundations, friends, and our history, it's nowhere to be found. I find just the exact opposite. Those men that fought the good fight of faith.
Hey, everyone, this is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty. And we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member. and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Constitutional Course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty final segment, my friends. I thank you for your participation. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Friends, do not forget, I got a testimonial book called My War. We've gotten rid of thousands of them, literally. It's a testimonial book done by Danny Bulinati, a comic artist for DC Comics and Marvel. It's second to none. And I can almost promise you, not by anything that I can do, but by the Holy Ghost, that when you start to read this, you're not going to be able to set it down. If you'd like to order those, you can go on to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And I also have a documentary called My War, which is what I've done in 342 high schools across the country in 22 different states. Kickouts because the teachers didn't like the Constitution. Kickouts because they didn't like me advocating life. And by the way, friends, I wasn't asking for permission to obey the law. Did you hear that? I wasn't asking for permission to obey the law. That's also available, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to see what we do in high schools across the country, colleges, tea parties, I got it. Thank you, my friend. You can go to youcanruninternational.com. That's what I've done in high schools across the country. Youcanruninternational.com. And please check out the store, friends. That supports us. Remember, we're a 501c3. We appreciate the support. And by the way, we also want to let you know that we get people from all over the country come down to the offices here in the state of Minnesota. So if you'd like to set up a time and come down, sit down for a live hour of radio with me and the other guy, you can do that, friends. That number is 1-320-274-8400, and schedule a time to come down because we'd love to meet you. People do it all the time. Now, right before the break, we got a text, and it basically what, and I seen this, by the way, too, is from our friend Ray. And he basically said that I don't blame the people if they want to leave America. I want to bring you back to one of your founders. As a matter of fact, he was one of the Sons of Liberty. His name was Samuel Adam. They called him a political agitator. He was a genius. He really was. He said, if you love wealth greater than liberty, the tranquility of servitude greater than the animating contest for freedom? He said, go home from us in peace. We seek not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. May your chains set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were our countrymen. Now, again, I'm not going after you to those that responded. I'm not going after you at all. I'm just trying to set the record straight. And I'm correlating, friends. I'm showing you the contrast between the old and the new. It's a different mindset. It's a different heart. And again, let me give it to you one more time. Samuel Adams said, if you love wealth greater than liberty, the tranquility of servitude greater than the animating contest for freedom, go home from us in peace. We seek not your counsel nor your arms. He said, crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. May your chains set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were our countrymen. Wow, wow, wow. Again, what are we talking about? A completely different mindset as to what we're seeing today. Oof. Well, you guys know what we're going to be doing tomorrow, right? We're going to be talking about keys to good government. Interesting stuff. I want to lay the foundation again, bring about the correlation between the Bible and the Constitution. Again, remember George Washington said religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. And we have to get back to just that. Remember again what the Father said in Psalm 9:16, that he's known by the judgments that he executes. He said, if you forget me, I will forget you. He also said that if you turn from God and his righteousness, he'll turn that nation into hell, in essence. And here we are trying to figure out what's going on in our country today. Well, what do? We have to stand up and we have to fight for our rights. And we got to keep in mind that God gave us those rights. Man did not give us those rights. And again, here we are. And now, hey, folks, I see this as the Chinese rightly said. You know what? You can look at this time as being dangerous, or you can look at these times as being an opportunity. And I tend to look at things as to the way they are. I see a special opportunity given by our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ to actually prove God. Because if you remember right, God said, call unto me and I will answer and I will show you great and mighty things and what you know not. And if you take that to the New Testament, Jesus said, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. And now, friends, that's not like way out there. The Lord delights in the fact that you ask him for greater things, because then he gets the greater glory through the cross, and the glory goes to his Son. So we have opportunity in front of us right now to prove the God of Samson. We have opportunity in America right now to prove the God of Moses. We have opportunity right now, my friends, to actually prove the God of David and the God of Joshua and the God of Caleb and the God of Gideon. Friends, when you begin to look at it through scriptural eyes, where the world begins to fade. Remember I said to you a couple days ago, remember during the days of Noah and Noah's ark and his little arky ark and when it started to rain? Isn't it interesting how everybody sat there and they mocked Noah and him being a man of God and the such? But I bet it wasn't too funny when it started to rain and Noah began to walk into that little arky ark, which preserved him in judgment. Right? Remember what I said. Judgment, America, these times that you're seeing right now, float your boat. Listen to what I said to you. These times float your boat. What about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? It was their opportunity to stand for their Creator. It wasn't an opportunity for them to bow. They could have done that, but they didn't do that. And what do we see in Scripture? What did we learn from that particular situation in history with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? They didn't bow to worship the God that Nebuchadnezzar created. And because of that, what happened? You don't bow, you don't burn, the fourth man shows up in the fire, you win the day, and guess what? The name of God, the God of Israel and Jesus Christ, his name is proclaimed as the God throughout all the land. You see how that works? The process of knowing the power of God unto salvation, which is through the cross of Jesus Christ. It doesn't come through capitulating. It doesn't come through bowing to every little whim that, as you call it, the left comes up with. No, when you see crime in action, as a matter of fact, when you study out the book of Luke, you can see that when John the Baptist, when he came forward... Matter of fact, just give me a second here. When he came forward, you'll see that all of the guys, the bad guys, were in power. And that's when God called them forth, is when the bad guys were in power. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, right? Herod Tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip, Tetrarch of Itura and Trachonitis, and Licentius, and Tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priest of Annas, and Caiaphas, and the word of God came unto John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. So when did the word of God come, friends? It came when the bad guys were in power. And John the Baptist, for example, played the man. Jesus Christ played the man. It's not we bow when it gets hard. Show me in Scripture where that took place, friends. What happens when you compromise? When you compromise, you burn. When you compromise, you lose the day. When you stay the course and you play the man, you win the day, either in life or in death, Paul said. How can we get away from the fact that this is what Scripture teaches us? I mean, I look at Abraham, and I look at Isaac, and I look at Jacob. I mean, I can't find it. You know, and I love to come back to this, and I'm going to bring it to you again. Friends, show me in Scripture where where God failed a man that was faithful to him. He didn't. You can't find it. You can find where the Word says, remember King Solomon, 1 Kings 8, he said, listen, God did not fail one word of his covenant, and hold him to that, friends. Hold him to that. But you better keep in mind that he's going to hold you to it too. But if you love him, that's not an issue of works. That's an issue of being subject to him who you trust. And I think that's what's so awesome about it. Now, nobody likes the trials. Nobody likes the tribulations. Nobody likes to be tried. But if you don't stand the test of time in the trial, the tribulation, you're never going to have the experience to know who he is. I mean, we all sit there and talk about David all the time. And do you realize, friends, that David took off Goliath's head with Goliath's sword? And he was a stripling. That means he was going from boyhood to manhood. The Jews call it a bar mitzvah. And isn't it interesting, friends, that when you take a look at that process, God was raising him up already out while he was tending the sheep, his father's sheep, in the wilderness. And he took out a bear. And he took out a lion. And see, then we understand now, after understanding what I just told you, that David knew more than the ancients. Why? Because he had the testimonies of the Lord. He actually went through the process of what God was bringing him through, and he didn't fail to hold the cross. It's when you let go of the cross is where you fail the test. It's when you cling to the cross is when you win the day. That no flesh should glory in his presence, friends. We have to do it his way. We don't want to get caught up in trying things our own way. And by the way, we walk by faith, not by sight. And when you look at what we have going for us, just like Elisha did when he looked at the chariots on the mountains, we have them too. You got Bradley, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.